AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. Winter is quickly approaching, so let us make sure you are prepared with a new set of tires, such as the Yokohama Geolander AT4, Yokohama MTG003, or the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. And while you're here, if your engine needs some attention, check out Mel's Auto Service for your full line of oil services, engine repairs, and more. Make it a safe winter with Yokohama and Mel's Auto Service 820 Graham, where service is in the name.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. Yeah, it's going to be partly cloudy, 29 degrees on our way to 40 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Brittany Heinrichs, and to talk about some America's Christmas activities coming up this weekend, something to do, I believe, with golden lights and icy nights. Brittany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. I have to ask before we get started here on talking about Saturday's schedule, has the high come off yet from yesterday with Project Playscape being involved here with Match Day?
I know. It's always so exciting to be at Match Day when they do the big reveal. We're super excited with what we had got, but then we're also so excited with what everybody got. You know, it's a lot of nonprofits doing a lot of cool things and making big impacts. And so when seeing and hearing each person's why and then seeing how much individuals have made or each entity's made, it's pretty amazing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to be coming up here this Saturday, because it sounds like you've got the evening pretty well blocked off and a lot of things happening.
Yeah, so every year the City of Americus, Project Playscape, and the Americus Fire Department come together to do the America's Christmas Parade. And so we will have the America's Christmas Parade that will start on Saturday. Lineups at 6:15. The parade starts at 7. It always starts at the corner of Main and Walnut. We take floats up until, so if there's businesses or organizations that maybe had participated last night at the Emporia Parade and would like to join us again for the America's one, we are always open to that. Forms can be found at the America City Hall or online on Project Playscape's Facebook page. Then following that, we'll go into the Cookies with Santa event. So that is followed up at the America's Fire Department, and it's right after the parade. So, it's a pretty exciting evening that we have there.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. So hopefully you get a good lineup. Looks like the weather's going to be really nice on Saturday, mid-40s, so you really can't beat that Saturday night. Going to be a nice night for an America's Christmas Parade, followed by the Cookies with Santa. That's always pretty well attended. Santa draws a crowd, doesn't he?
It is. Yeah. So we normally give out, you know, about 150 goodie bags. We see, you know, anywhere between 70 to 100 families that stroll through. They can get pictures with Santa. Kids can tell them what they'd like from Santa. They can bring in their their Santa letters. There'll be goodie bags for kids. We have drawings that they can sign up for. Yeah. There's always hot chocolate and cookies. And then we normally have some different other little things that are on different tables. The kids can take sometimes an ornament or, you know, those kinds of things. So we do, at the same time, we are also taking non-perishable food items. And then after the event, we'll take those to the America's Food Pantry. So anyone that wants to come, it's free to everyone, but we also have that option that they can donate a non-perishable food item if they'd like to the local food bank. And then we also take used books, so that helps kind of feed our lending library throughout the year.
Good idea.
There's a lot of stuff. I mean, people may not realize, just, you know, they may see, okay, there's the parade, okay, Santa Claus is here, but you know, how gratifying is it for you to be able to help the community not just get into the holiday spirit just in the immediate term, but then really help, I guess, the longer term spirit continue here throughout the holidays with these other ventures that are attached?
Yeah, it is. I love doing this. This is one of the fun things that we get to do throughout the year, and it leads into that, those traditions you do. So, you know, we are all about, you know, things for families and kids and building those memories and experiences. But also, you know, these are the traditional things that, you know, families can have, from the thing that we do here with the America's Christmas Parade and the Cookies with Santa to, in the spring, we'll go in with the Easter egg hunt. So,
a lot going on always in America's. Brittany Heinrichs with details on the America's holiday activities coming up. The Christmas parade on Saturday night, followed by cookies with Santa. So where are we now? Where are we standing now, Brittany, with America's Project Playscape projects?
Right now we are halfway there with the basketball courts. And so over the winter, I will be out grant writing and that kind of stuff. And then we'll probably plan another fundraiser for the spring. And then hopefully we can get our basketball courts installed through the spring.
This follows. Why don't you talk a little bit about too what you've already done, you know, really major projects over the last several years, and not just the America's community reaction to those, but maybe the larger region's reaction to and use of those particular facilities.
We've had three big, and so our original one was the playground that's always been utilized ever since we put that in back in 2010. We went through and we did the baseball complex, and, you know, that's utilized every spring and summer with our America's Recreation Organization program. That's been pretty enjoyable with my son also playing baseball, that, you know, we've been able to sit and enjoy the new complex and watch those memories and those and core experiences for those kids happening right there. This last summer, we were able to get in the splash pad, and so that, again, I loved driving by there and seeing all the kids being able to play. It was a really, it's pretty incredible to see the things that everyone has worked so hard to put in come to life. And so seeing all of those great amenities added to the community, and it's not that far of a distance for other surrounding towns to be able to also enjoy those amenities like the splash pad and no, it's a great thing for our district.
Yeah, you've really added to the community and done a wonderful job, and you should be very proud of what's been done. That splash pad was a nice feature, and that baseball complex is really, really nice. So you've done a lot of great work,
you.
And you're not done yet, it sounds like, huh?
No, we still got the basketball courts, and then we will move on.
Okay.
Do you have another project in mind or projects that are at least under consideration? We have to ask.
Well, not right yet. No, we want to get this basketball court done, and then we'll probably put out some, we'd like to maybe put out another survey or something to kind of see where the next need would be. We will continue to focus on, you know, this traditional thing. So like the Easter egg hunt, the Cookies with Santa event. We have the book swap we'd like to bring back again, and continuing to fill the lending libraries. And then, you know, I'd love to be able to provide a day camps or something for the kids throughout the summer, of all ages. So that's kind of the focus for right now. And then, like I said, we'd like to hear what the next adventure might be for us.
Well, it's obvious nothing is out of your reach, Brittany. That is for certain. Well, lay out the holiday schedule on Saturday for us again.
Okay, so it's this Saturday, and lineup starts 6:15, parade starts 7 p.m., Cookies with Santa event follows. If anyone would like to still participate in the parade, they are more than welcome. And like I said, you can go on to Project Playscape's Facebook page, and you can find the online link there for the entry for the parade, or you can get the paper one from the America City Hall.
Sounds good. One other question, Brittany, really quickly. You'd mentioned a couple of times on our airwaves more of a trying to get an outreach to Northline County communities in addition to just America's. How is that really working for you right now, and what plans do you have here to continue maybe just reminding folks that Project Playscape is for everybody, specifically in the Northline County 3rd?
Yeah, so like I said, after this next project with the basketball courts in America's, we'd like to do some kind of survey or something to be able to see where the next need would be, and maybe that would be in a different town. So it might be in Allen, or it might be over in Admire. It's really, I'd like to have conversations with those other towns to be able to see what their greatest needs are. But as of the time being right now, you know, we did reach out, or we did get out over this last summer, and we did the summer tour. And so that was a great hit for families. And we went into Admire, Allen, Reading, and over here in America. And we had a stop at each area where we did a bunch of different crafts and kids' activities, and that was free for the communities. And so that was fun this summer, and I would love to continue to doing something like that as well.
Well, it's great work being done. Brittany, really appreciate your time with us and hope you have a great turnout here. Looks like the weather's going to be A-OK for you guys Saturday night.
Oh, we are excited, so... I always enjoy talking with you guys and sharing everything that's going on.
Well, keep up the great work, Brittany. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brittany Heinrichs with Project Playscape, America's Christmas Parade, Golden Lights and Icy Nights is the theme, followed by that wonderful Cookies with Santa event at the Firehouse in Americus.
All right, we want to be part of our morning show. Our newsmaker spots are now pretty well full until late next week. So if you want one of those starting on the 12th and then scattered all the way through the end of the calendar year, let us know. Call us at 620-342-1400, but be sure to check kvue.com/calendar first. Tomorrow we'll have Jody Brinkman and Tyler Schmidt as we talk about the Opie Green Machine Gala coming up. Friday, it's our monthly and it's our day of Emporia First Friday preview with Kat Dorcas.
All right, our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Of course, host sites for one of the KVOE Mitten Trees, which pickup day is coming up tomorrow. 728, 29 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Attention parents and grandparents, this is Brad Yount, president of Lyon County State Bank. If you're planning to buy a Christmas gift for a young